Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Professor Carstairs.
Yes, I've been looking over these readouts, and I've detected something of an anomaly. I'd like you to take a look at this.
Yes, I'm at your disposal. I'm a government liaison. That's why I'm here.
Well, that's why I have requested your presence.
That's why I was requested to be here, not by you, but by my superiors.
Oh, your superiors, huh?
The government won't touch you, Professor Carstairs. That's why I've been brought here. In proxy.
Well, you know, I recognize that years ago there was that little bit of a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Yes, misunderstanding.
You buried the president.
It seemed warranted at the time.
In amber!
I know, to preserve him. He had that deadly disease. I thought if we could preserve him in amber, as mosquitoes have been preserved in amber, we could extract his DNA at a future time and clone him back into existence.
Fair enough, but when we did that,
yes,
it all went to hell.
I recognize that.
41 presidents.
I know, but think of the jewelry industry.
Giant Tyrannosaurus Obama is still out there.
I know, and one day we'll hunt him down and we'll catch him. We'll cut him into pieces and make costume necklaces out of him. So just relax.
Okay, back to the task at hand.
I brought you here to talk about the moon.
Yes.
There's an anomaly.
Go on.
See this report?
It's a magnetic anomaly deep in the middle of the moon.
Exactly. I've been studying it.
Uh-huh.
And I brought in a consultant to explain to you exactly what it looks like.
It looks like a spider web, but a magnetic one.
That's right. Complete.
Are you telling me there's a magnetic or metallic or a robotic spider in the middle of the moon making spider webs?
We don't know that yet. We only know that there's a magnetic spider web within the moon.
We saw this on the last report and wanted to get you on board as soon as we could.
Well, I say we bury it.
That's a good idea.
But won't the magnetic poles of the Earth, having the magnetic spider web added to it, throw the world asunder?
You're the consultant, you tell us.
I'm only a consultant. I'm not a professor like Carstairs.
I never actually graduated.
What?
It was a correspondence course, and I had one credit left. But that's why I brought you in.
You brought me in to consult your decision based on zero knowledge and ability whatsoever?
Almost zero, yes. Very close to zero, but not completely zero.
You trusted this man, with no education, to bury 41 presidents.
He has a great resume!
I wrote it myself, I did.
I'll bet he fudged those resume perks. All the references. You didn't even call his references.
Let me tell you what his references are. I committed them to memory. Number one, Princess Diana.
Well, that is something.
And not dead Princess Diana. Reincarnated Princess Diana.
Oh, pterodactyl Diana.
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah. I mean, she was a star on four continents. I mean, she could... Well, you know what? I think we're getting off the subject.
Yes, the moon.
I'd call pterodactyl Diana right now to ask her about you, but she died tragically.
That's true. Paparazzi. Yeah, paparazzi. A moment. Just a moment. Okay, good.
She was so beautiful.
I know. She was beautiful.
Thanks, man.
She was the people's pterodactyl.
And all that work she did to de-landmine the moon.
Yeah.
Only now to find that there's a magnetic spider web inside it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I looked at the moon, right? I scanned it with a high-power telescope, and I could find no point of entry.
So what you're saying is this was made from within the moon?
We think, and this is by we, I mean myself, that a giant spider teleported inside the moon just like that.
When you say you scanned the moon with a high-power telescope, does that mean you just looked at it?
Yes. I looked at it with my eyes. Then I imagined really hard what it would be like if I had a telescope. And then I overlaid my imagining on what I actually saw. Could see no point of entry.
Spider or no spider, the government's stance on this moon thing remains the same. Bury it, get it out of our sight, out of our minds, forget about it. Life goes on.
As the consultant, I agree.
I have a plan.
All right, good. So, you've got your hard hat, you've got your axe.
Yes. I also brought a camera.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. We gotta record this.
I also brought a bottle of water.
Oh, and what was that for again?
Just for refreshment.
Hydration. Oh, good, good. Right, we're
it's
on the moon.
It's hot out here.
It's parched up here.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, the moon, yes. We're on the moon.
Very
hot. That's right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to strike the surface of the moon, hopefully breaking it in half, and then we'll see where this magnetic spider web came from. Then what we'll do is we'll get a winch and we'll tow the pieces of the moon down to Earth.
Question.
Go ahead.
I'm worried that if there is, in fact, a metallic magnetic spider web within the moon and you hypothesize that a giant spider has teleported itself into it.
This is a recap, yes.
If we crack open the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Won't it, in fact, open like an egg and let out whatever's inside of it?
Go on.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh.
You're the consultant. I'm just a consultant. I have questions.
You know what? You bring up a good point. The plan's in motion. I don't think there's any way for us to back off.
Oh, well, so much red tape.
It is a lot of red tape. You know, it's... The moon belongs to everybody. We had to get the population of the world to sign off on this thing. It wasn't easy. I sent an email, a mass email. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize for the mass email, but I had to send out an email to everyone on Earth.
It wasn't the issue about the email. It's that you CC'd everyone instead of BCC'ing everyone.
And the length of that email was so long on my inbox.
It went right to my junk mail, which I never even got to read it.
I know. Norton Antivirus. That's my next project. We bury Norton Antivirus.
Agreed.
Okay, good. So let's get this out of the way, then we move on to Norton Antivirus.
Okay.
Ready?
All right, are you guys ready? Engage! Crack the moon!
Okay, the moon has been, what do you call those tiny cracks?
Fissures.
Fissures. The moon has been fissurized.
Good.
Let's just get a winch in here.
Yeah.
Fry it open a little.
Okay. I brought the space winch.
Okay, use that.
Good. You should use that.
All right. Okay. And
we're
winching.
Go. Winch, go!
All right.
I see we're getting closer to the Earth already.
Oh, look at this.
Spider!
Holy shit.
It's just a tiny spider.
You know what? That's not any harm to anybody.
It's this little tiny spider?
You're right.
Yeah.
It's a stupid little spider.
But wait.
What?
Are we, as consultant.
Yes, go ahead.
We should be asking ourselves, did this tiny spider make this giant magnetic spider web?
Well, if it didn't, then there's got to be some other explanation.
Perhaps this isn't the only spider?
What's that on your shoulder?
Kevin. Oh, it isn't Kevin at all! Who are you?
I am on your shoulder!
Get off my shoulder!
Oh my god!
I make spider webs! I make metallic metal webs for I'm a metallic spider! And I... talk?
Yes, clearly you talk!
Here are my demands!
Oh good, good,
You
good.
Are in no position to... Nope. No, wait, he is in he a is very in good position.
I am in a position to demand anything.
Let me get a pen.
I have a space pen.
You have a space pen?
Yes.
Those work like in
any
direction.
You can hold them upside down.
You know what? Someone gave me one of those.
Silence! Here are my demands. Leave this moon.
That's it?
That's all you want?
Yes.
We've already kind of cracked it in half and are towing it to Earth.
Seal this moon.
Okay. You know what? You're an alien life form, and we should respect you.
It's true.
Yeah, you know.
You're an alien life form.
Oh, let's not get into semantics.
Yeah.
You're on my planet. You are alien.
First of all, it's a moon.
It's
not a planet. It's a moon.
It's a satellite. Yeah, thank you. Consultant said it. It's a satellite.
That's how it is.
What was your name again?
Hmm?
Your name.
Yes.
Yes.
We have already halved your moon and are towing it to Earth.
Yeah.
You're going to be part of our planet, and you'll be the alien on our planet.
Besides, as a government representative, I can tell you that we claimed your moon decades ago.
That's yes. right.
No!
Yes, our flag has been on your moon for quite some time.
Yeah, so whether you like it or not, you're going to be buried inside the Earth. You know, it's not going to be so bad. I've heard it's warm down there. You know, it's got all of the creature comforts.
Maybe you could learn to live among us.
That's possible.
What do you say, Moon Spider?
Learning to live among the humans.
Moon Spider, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
The rent check is due. You haven't paid your half of the rent. I just wondered when that was going to happen.
Well, it's difficult. I haven't had a job. I'm on benefits.
Yes.
My immigration status is pending.
Yes. I know, that's pretty much the same story I always hear. Look, I've arranged an interview for you to get a job so you can start paying the rent.
Well, I have specialized skills.
Yes, I know. You make metallic magnetic spider webs.
So?
I thought I would get you a job in the fishing industry.
Oh, I don't know.
See, now you say that every time I suggest a job.
I'm allergic.
To what?
Everything? I'm from another planet.
Well, you're doing fine down here. The only thing I've seen you sneeze at are those cheese puffs that I eat when I watch TV.
So basically, you take the tackle, right? And you just string it together. You can do that, right? Oh, Moon Spider.
I'm a deadbeat Moon Spider.
You have to get a job, Moon Spider.
You should have thought about this before annexing me to your planet. I'm going back down to the moon.
Well, you're going to go live in your buried moon? I'd like to see that. Or hear that.
Listen, then, listen.
He left.
Wow. He's gone.
You were here the whole time?
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
Wow. Well,
I didn't think I should interrupt. It sounded like pretty heated.
Should we worry about the spider returning to his buried moon?
You know what I believe?
You're the consultant.
You're the consultant.
Well, I only see the answers and then consult on the answers. I'm asking, should we be worried about a spider in the moon?
Let me clear something
in
up.
In our planet.
Let me clear something up. I'm a geologist. All right? You're asking me questions of a nature that I can't answer. Plus, geology refers to earth rocks. I don't know anything about the moon.
I consider this case closed. On behalf of the government, the moon has been buried. I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's not in our sky. Women's menstrual cycles have ceased.
The tides are all at askew.
Yeah, we got everything we looked for in terms of an official government stance, so I just want to say congratulations, you guys.
Oh, thanks.
We look out upon the stars. We don't see a moon. Things are darker.
Question, just a quick question. Can I count this as a credit?
Oh.
Towards my diploma?
Well, that's something for your professors to decide, but I'll give you a good recommendation.
That's what I was hoping for.
I'll write a good reference.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I'll send, I'll send a reference from reincarnated pterodactyl Diana.
Oh, good, good.
And Tyrannosaurus Obama has a special message for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Change.
Bury the Moon by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as the government liaison and the moon spider, Lee Smart as Professor Carstairs and the fisherman, and Nug Nargang as the consultant and Tyrannosaurus Obama. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter, at IllusionoidPod. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.